Today on the show, I'm happy to have Camila Russo. She's the founder at The Defiant. They're a media company focused on decentralized finance. So Camila, when did you found this business?
I started The Defiant in 2019. I had just left Bloomberg News, where I was a reporter for 8+ years covering markets.
How many people are in the community now?
So our audience, our website, which get around 250,000 uniques a month. We have our newsletter, which is at around 90,000 subscribers. We have our podcast, which gets around 5 to 10K listens per episode. This is a weekly podcast. And obviously, I think those audiences overlap. So, I don't know, between all in all, 300 to 400 community members, if you consider all the channels, counting like Twitter and like social media.
Yeah, wow. So 300 to 400,000. That's pretty quick that you grew this big. How many employees have you had to bring on to support this?
Yeah, so we're an 11-person team right now. Half of them are on the content side, and then the rest is like sales and operations.
Now, on DeFi itself, so this is my question around Ethereum. A lot of regulation came in from a few years ago. Is it still truly DeFi? Would you consider it to be decentralized still?
Yeah, of course. One thing is regulation of the cryptocurrency industry, which is still ongoing. Unfortunately, the U.S. has really lacked in this respect. It hasn't provided the clarity that the industry needs to really innovate and move forward, which is why a lot of the development is now happening offshore. But that's for a different topic. So yeah, there's regulation of the industry, but something to understand is the blockchains themselves, which cannot be stopped. They are distributed, decentralized computers, if you will, running code in many different nodes spread out across the world, which makes them censorship resistant. And then there are the businesses built on top of this technology. For example, exchanges facilitating the trade of cryptocurrencies and tokens. These industries, those can be regulated and those are centralized. So that's not DeFi. But what is DeFi are the financial applications that are being built directly on blockchain contracts. So you have things like decentralized exchanges and lending platforms that are running code on blockchains like Ethereum. And this code, once it's submitted to this globalized computer, runs forever. And users can access these applications directly with their Ethereum addresses or their whatever address it is at the blockchain that they're accessing. They are permissionless. Anyone can have access to these financial services. They're non-custodial, which means that you are not trusting anybody else to custody your assets because you are accessing these financial services only with your wallet, and you are retaining control over your private keys, you're retaining control over your assets and your data. So it's a truly, for me, it's just like a mind-blowing, revolutionary new financial system that's getting built. And like I said, like the centralized businesses that are being developed kind of fringes of different blockchains, those can be regulated, but the smart contracts, the applications that are built on this technology really cannot be stopped.
Where would you say the attention is right now within the realms of the DeGens?
The DeGens in DeFi are focused on different strategies to maximize their investment and their yields. So right now there's these series of really innovative protocols launching on Ethereum. So there's this thing called restaking. So just maybe we're getting a bit in the weeds, but Ethereum changed from proof of work consensus to proof of stake. Bitcoin is proof of work. It requires a lot of work, a lot of energy and computation in order to maintain the security of the network. Ethereum was proof of work and now it changed to proof of stake, which means you need to stake Ethereum tokens or deposit Ethereum tokens to secure the network. In exchange for staking ETH on Ethereum, you get rewards, a percentage return, yield. Now there are protocols that are restaking. They're using staked Ethereum. So when you stake ETH, you can get a sort of like certificate, like a token saying this represents my staked ETH. Now you can use that staked ETH certificate to secure other protocols on Ethereum. And so you're like staking your ETH twice, say, and getting double yield for that. And then there's like even more stuff being built on top. It's just like a layer of yield, and it's pretty crazy. There's tons of risk, but obviously tons of return for taking that risk. So a lot of the focus on Ethereum has been on staking, restaking, liquid restaking, leverage restaking. It gets pretty degen. And then on the kind of non-Ethereum DeFi, a lot of speculation has been on meme coins like Solana. Right now, there's just like dog with hat. I don't know if you've seen that. And I don't know, there's some other crazy meme coins like misspelled Joe Biden. And I don't know, some pretty ridiculous stuff going on. These meme coins that are like getting to $1 billion market cap in a couple of days. So yeah, that's what's been going on in the DeFi world.
So we're back in the era of meme coins, whenever Bitcoin runs, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like people feel they have money to throw around. And I don't know, it's part of crypto is there's a lot of real value happening, but a lot of it is just speculation and people like memes and having fun on Twitter. And that's what happens.
So if somebody subscribes to the newsletter or watches your podcast, what can they expect? What kind of information?
So keeping up with crypto is very hard. There's tons of information, tons of sources. You're not entirely sure who to trust. There's like all these like anons saying things on Twitter or X. There's tons of podcasts and YouTube channels and a lot of misinformation. At The Defiant, we are one of the few independent journalism sources that will curate all of this information and just get you what you need to know to curate the signal from noise. Like we shift all the stuff that doesn't really matter and really specialize on telling you what matters in DeFi, Web3, in the on-chain world, but also in general crypto, the few things that will actually make an impact on the industry.
So if any of our listeners wanted to subscribe or learn more, how could they do so?
TheDefiant.io is our website, and then you'll find the links to the newsletter, the podcast, YouTube channel.
Thank you, Camila, for coming on the show, and everybody for listening to another episode of Failing to Success. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe. I'm your host, Chad Kalecki, and we'll see you next time.